起我，唱什么都推荐，他搂住我的秋天那个吻。可是秋天的那家醉，在秋天的那家醉，看秋天的那把那戏。别回看你的长得就把你心也黑，但我的反击要何必。
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Mirai.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
A very good afternoon to you all, the listeners of Radio Miraya. Welcome to Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. My name is Jerome Morrison. Kids Express brings you the voices of children on a variety of issues that affect their lives, providing them an opportunity to speak their mind. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the pupils of St. Thomas Primary and Nursery School here in Juba. Most welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Juma, a primary six pupil from St. Thomas Nursery and Primary School.
Hi, my name is Nelson Lakujon, in basic six class. In St. Thomas Nursery Primary School.
Hi, my name is Susan Francis from P7 class from St. Thomas Nursery Primary School.
Hi, my name is Cole Mother Blaine. I'm a pupil from St. Thomas Nursery Primary School and I'm in Primary 7.
Wow, most welcome to the show. We are happy to host you on Kids Express. Today in our discussion, we are looking at Breastfeeding Week that happens every first week of August. The world celebrates Breastfeeding Week, and today we would like to go further into what breastfeeding is. Now, the theme for 2017 is Sustaining Breastfeeding Together. The World Breastfeeding Week's 25th year in 2017 is about working together for the common goal, for the common good rather. Breastfeeding is organized and promoted worldwide by WABA, that is World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action. Others call it WABA, WHO, UNICEF, to get the goal of elite breastfeeding by mothers for their babies for the first 6 months in order to get incredible health benefits to fulfill all the vital nutrients to encourage mothers for the healthy growth and development of their child, or to guard them from the lethal health problems and diseases, including neonatal jaundice, pneumonia, cholera, and many more. The aim of breastfeeding campaign is to make the general public aware of the needs for breastfeeding in the community, to initiate support to the mothers so that they can take breastfeeding as something which is very, very vital in the community and in raising children, and also to call on the government and other stakeholders to participate in supporting the mothers who are raising children to create awareness as they will be able to raise children who will grow up healthy. Now, if you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. Today in our discussion, we would like to know from our pupils in the studio, Why do babies get breastfed? What is the purpose of breastfeeding babies? Yes, yeah, Emmanuel.
I think so, the purpose of breastfeeding a baby, even this milk which the baby is getting from the mother, it adds minerals to the body.
Okay. How does it add minerals to the body?
It adds minerals because the mother sometimes those foods or proteins which she is eating, it is all turning into milk. That is why.
Okay, let us hear from Nelson. Nelson, what is the purpose of breastfeeding babies?
Yeah, the purpose of breastfeeding babies is that they give proteins to the body.
Susanna, you have a different idea?
It is because they prevent the children from getting malnutritional diseases.
Okay, let us hear from Bulen.
So, the purpose of breastfeeding babies is that because the breast milk contains almost all the food values. So, that is to say the proteins is a bodybuilding food, which helps the thick growth of the baby, and carbohydrates, energy-giving foods, also help the thick growth of the baby. So, this helps the baby to grow healthy and stronger.
Wow. Okay. Having mentioned breast milk from the mother, we also know that children are being fed on bottled milk, that is from the cow, and maybe other sources for other countries. So, do you think breast milk is the best option for the baby compared to bottled milk, and why?
Yeah. Breast milk is better than bottled milk because bottled milk contain artificial immunity. Meanwhile, breast milk contain natural immunity.
Okay. Yes, Nelson.
Yeah. Breast milk is better than bottled milk because sometimes the bottle may be not washed well, which will contain some bacterial infections which will affect the health of the child.
Okay. Susanna.
Yeah, bottled milk is not good because sometimes they were brought from cows. And if cow is sick, it will also be affected as the child is drinking it.
Wow. Yes, Bulen.
So, the breast milk is better than the bottled milk is because the breast milk is a natural milk from the mother, which contains all the food values, so it helps the baby's growth. Compared to the bottled milk, which contains artificial immunity. So that is not all well good for a baby.
Okay. Okay, those are the views of the children from St. Thomas Primary and Nursery School. We'll continue with our discussion right after the break.
Keep on.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kid Express with me, Morrison, and the Children's Crew, a show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, Ministry of Education, and Ministry of Health. Before we went to the break, we were talking about breast milk and bottled milk. Now, let's find out, as we spoke about bottled milk, what is the proper hygiene for a breastfeeding mother? If a mother is to breastfeed a baby in a good way, in a healthy way, what is the best hygiene for such a breastfeeding mother, from your opinion and how you understand it?
A breastfeeding mother should bathe regularly, because sometimes even germs are there, like when she don't bathe. A breastfeeding mother should bathe 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Okay, so that also helps the baby to suckle when the mother is clean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Nelson.
Yeah, a breastfeeding mother should eat clean food and drink clean water.
How does that help the child?
So if the breastfeeding mother eat dirty food, and the food in the body will be, when turning into milk, the milk will not be well, because it will affect the child, whether it will cause diarrhea or other bacterial infections.
Okay, interesting. Yes, let's hear from Susanna.
A breastfeeding mother had to wash the breast before breastfeeding a child, because if the breastfeeding mother had went somewhere and came direct from the sunshine and give the child breast direct, that may cause a child, maybe she's even working with a germs in the body, without bathing or washing the breast, then she gave the breast direct to a child, that cause diseases to a child, which will lead to not well-being of a child.
Okay. Yes, William. So,
a breastfeeding mother should wash the clothes regularly, because even that adds with the bathing. A breastfeeding mother should bathe well and wash the clothes, because at any time she had to be clean, because this will give, if that's a proper hygiene, when it's time to breastfeed the baby, so the baby will be breastfeed while the body is clean, so as not to, because when she's dirty, some bacteria will be contained in the breast, so when the baby suck, that will cause a lot of problems to the baby, like diarrhea, dysentery, and so many problems. So she has to be clean all the times.
Okay. Thank you so much for those contributions. So I would like to know from you, Bulen, tell us, lack of breast milk is one of the causes of malnutrition in babies. What else do you think causes malnutrition?
So I think lack of some proteins in the body causes malnutrition to the babies, because malnutrition is an energy-giving food. When the baby lacks it in the body, so this will cause some problems like the malnutritional disease, like marasmus, kwashiorkor. This is caused by lack of some proteins in the body.
Okay, Susanna, you have any different idea?
It is also caused by lack of proper feeding. Through not feeding a child will also lead to malnutrition. So the child will have to be fed properly.
Okay, all right. Any other views apart from the ones we have had?
Also, lack of enough food. When the food is not enough to be given to a child, this will lead to malnutritional diseases.
Okay. Thank you so much for those contributions. We'll go for a break.
Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me. your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, Ministry of Education and Ministry of Health. Today we are looking at breastfeeding. Every first week of August, the world celebrates Breastfeeding Week. And today in the studio, we are privileged to have a guest with here to share with us. You're most welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Kokola Emmanuel. I work with Hold the Child.
Okay. What do you do at Hold the Child?
Well, at Hold the Child, I'm the technical team leader for community health, community and child health. That means I'm in charge of health and nutrition activities at Hold the Child.
You're most welcome to the show. A round of applause for our guest.
Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Kokola, you're most welcome to the show. We are going to go direct into our discussion. How many times do you think a baby should be breastfed in a day?
Yeah, thank you very much. In the very first 6 months of this child should be breastfed as many times as the baby wants. There's no limit. For as long as the baby wants to breastfeed, continue giving. There's no number that give 5 times, 6 times, no. You continue giving for as long as this baby wants.
Okay. Yeah. Now that brings me to the next question, which says, you know, as mothers raise up children, sometimes in the day they work for so long and they're tired, they want to sleep in the night. But you find that at times babies want to wake up in the night and they want to suckle. So what do you say about that? Do you think it is appropriate to as well wake up and breastfeed the child, or you can have some measures in place and you make sure that you train the child to, you know, to breastfeed when you're awake and when it is comfortable?
Okay, thank you very much. I will talk about two things. First is the mother being able to breastfeed at night. Like we agreed already, breastfeeding is continuous. You breastfeed for as long as the baby wants. Even when you're sleeping and the baby wakes you up that they want to take milk, you have to give this baby breast milk because the baby is hungry. Okay, the requirements are very high. This child is growing, so the cells are multiplying at a fast rate. There are so many processes in the body that require the food. So therefore, the baby needs to be breastfed for as long as the need is there.
Okay.
That is one. Secondly, you mentioned about mothers who are working or people who are very busy. How should they do in relation to breastfeeding? Work doesn't stop one from breastfeeding because the child is absolutely supposed to be breastfed. It is a biological need, it's a body need. So even if you are at work, you have to ensure that this child is fed. There are circumstances where in the somebody goes to the farm to dig and then might not be able to go with the baby. This baby can still be given breast milk. So this milk can be expressed and kept properly and given to this baby by another caretaker if that person is not there at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Emmanuel. Let me hear from you. What are some of the facts about breast milk?
Okay. Thank you very much. One thing I wanted us to all know is that when a baby is born, the very first milk that comes from the mother is called colostrum, and it is thick, a little bit yellowish in color. That milk is very important for the baby. It contains concentrated nutrients. It has a lot of antibodies that the baby can get. That actually is referred to as the very first immunization for the baby. So that milk is very important. It should be given to the baby always. And it comes immediately after birth. The body, the mother's body has prepared for long. It has kept that milk. It has put a lot of nutrients. It has put a lot of immunity in that milk. So this baby must get that.
Okay.
That is one. The second thing is breast milk. As already the children have mentioned, breast milk contains all the nutrients that this child needs. And they are in the correct proportion, correct temperature, and the right amounts. So there's no need to mix with something else to say, okay, we need to add more things so that it is more nutritious. It is already very nutritious, so it will help the baby to get its maximum requirements. The third thing is breast milk actually affects this child's adulthood. If we breastfeed this child, you find that at adulthood, this child will be bright in school. This child will be, she's a lady, this child will not have issues with delivery in future. And you can imagine breast milk actually affects somebody's adulthood, especially as ladies.
How does that happen, especially with the delivery in the future?
Yeah, what happens is, when we give breast milk, for example, we know that this child is getting all the nutrients and it is facilitating a proportional growth. Now, if we are not giving this child proper milk, the breast milk, there is going to be an element of reduction in the growth process. You find that this child will not grow to proportion. The child will be at a particular age and yet the body has not developed fully. So now, it also affects the development of the womb. It affects the ability of the body to release hormones when it's supposed to release at a particular time. So you find that it affects the birth outcomes. That is how it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. You mentioned something before that about the colostrum. You call it colostrum?
Yes.
There are incidences where I've had a mother gives birth and the baby stays for 1 or 2 days or even sometimes 3 days without milk coming from the breast. So In that case, how can that baby survive for those number of days, given the fact that they are still new? And what can help the mother to have the milk come immediately?
Okay, thank you. That's a very good and very interesting question. A lot of our communities have that kind of perception. And I will agree with you because we deal with the community with issues of breastfeeding and so on, and we meet these kind of things a lot. You realize that soon as a child is born, the child needs to be given breast milk just within the very first hour of birth. That helps in many ways. One, it helps stimulate the breast to produce milk. So if this mother delays to give breast milk, stimulation to produce more milk will be reduced. So you find she will have problems with milk coming from her breast. But if this child is introduced to breast milk just 1 hour, within the first hour of delivery, then the mother should not be having problems with the breast producing milk. That is one. The second thing is also this mother should continue feeding well. Okay, the proportions of food that she normally needs, she needs to keep eating them. That one will help her even produce more milk. However, what we need to know is breast milk is, the composition is not affected in any way by whether the mother is eating well or not eating well. The breast will always produce the milk in the quantities and the quality that it requires. It will take the nutrients from the mother and give the baby instead. So that means the mother will not be having enough. Already the milk has taken some of the nutrients for the baby. So it will always be in its right proportions. So that is what happens. If a child is not breastfed for all those days, as you have said, and then we risk losing this child. This child can easily die because there will be a lot of... this child will lack glucose. And as we know, glucose is the one driving our cells. And if there's no glucose, of course, this child can easily die. And now, if there are such cases, definitely there has to be medical attention, because this child can be given some IV fluids in the hospital, and the child can be helped. But still, what I will emphasize is that breast milk has to always be given.
Okay. Thank you so much. When do you think a mother should introduce a baby to a bottled milk?
Well, bottled milk comes as an option, especially when we are doing when we are introducing other foods. But ideally, the very important aspect is that this child needs to be on breast milk for the very first 6 months. Nothing else, only breast milk. Now, if we are introducing other foods, like you have said, I would discourage bottled milk. I would say you feed using a cup. This child can be given to drink using a cup, because bottle feeding is associated with inhygienic practices and so on, so it can easily cause diseases to this child and so on. However, this can only be introduced after 6 months. For the first 6 months, this child should be on breast milk only, not even water, not anything. The breast milk contains enough water that this child can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned something about food, the mother eating food and so forth. So how does scarcity of food cause malnutrition for the children who perhaps have started eating and they do not have? Maybe you could elaborate more on that.
Okay, thank you. Bringing down from the 6 months of breastfeeding, you realize that this child is still growing, okay, and the needs are increasing. As the child is moving away from 6 months, going towards 1 year to 2 years, you find that the body requirements have increased, and breast milk alone is not enough. So this child needs to be given additional foods. besides breast milk, there has to be other foods that are locally available. Now, if there is food scarcity, definitely we risk having malnutrition. This child can be malnourished. This child can have diseases that will affect the ability of this child to grow well, the ability to perform well in class, for example, the ability to judge things correctly. This child will basically not be very responsive to the environment.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for those presentations. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen more from our guests. Thank you.
Yeah. 101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace. No more, no more.
Was against the rules. It made the children laugh and play, laugh and play, laugh and play. It made the children laugh and play to see the lamb at school. And so the teacher turned it out, turned it out, turned it out. And so the teacher turned it out, but still it lingered near.
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program. We are looking at Breastfeeding Week that happens on the first week of August of every year. Now, let's hear from our guests. What food supplements are recommended for breastfeeding mothers?
Okay, thank you. Actually, what happens is that when a mother is having enough calories in tunes of 2,700, this mother actually is capable of producing the best milk ever in terms of composition. Now, if this mother is not getting enough food, she will need to supplement on her feeding with vitamins. She will have to have foods that can give her vitamin B, vitamin K, vitamin B12. Those kind of supplements are very necessary for her. And then she will also need minerals in her diet. So these minerals will help increase the quantity of the minerals in the breast milk, and also it will help her build her mineral reserves. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this would be helpful to the mothers. What are some of the signs of an infection in the breast milk?
Yeah, the breast, like any other part of the body, is very prone to infections. And you find that when a breast is infected, it can be swollen and painful. Sometimes it produces pus that comes through the nipple, and you find sometimes the whole body is hot, the body of the mother is very hot, and you touch the breast, it's very painful. Sometimes it becomes pus builds in it, and it generally is really painful. Mm. Yeah, and so when that happens, this mother has to really go to the medical center and get treated. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Are there some kind of medication that breastfeeding mothers should not take? Maybe from a technical point of view, you can share it with us.
Yeah, okay, thank you. It's really true that some medications, there are some that a mother shouldn't really take when she's breastfeeding. And the reason is those drugs can easily pass through breast milk and reach the baby. And they can be very bad for the baby. Part of those drugs include these drugs of abuse. We have drugs like heroin, drugs like cocaine. Those are very bad drugs for a mother to take when she's breastfeeding. Again, alcohol is also not good for mothers who are breastfeeding, because alcohol affects somebody's judgment. It actually affects a chemical in the body called neurotransmitters. So neurotransmission can be affected and judgment is also affected. This alcohol can also pass through breast milk and reach the baby. That is possible. There are also drugs that are used for treating cancer. Those drugs are not recommended for use during breastfeeding. They can also reach the baby through the breast milk.
Interesting.
And some others.
Very interesting. Mm. Okay. What are the chances of a mother breastfeeding? What are the chances of her being able to conceive, and how does this affect the baby, if at all it happens?
All right. A mother who is breastfeeding, generally, what happens is conception is determined by levels of hormones in the body. Now, again, breastfeeding, the breast milk production is also being controlled by hormones. So you find the hormone that produces breast milk and the one that that facilitates her getting pregnant are antagonist. In terms, in other words, they work in opposite manner. So now, if there's active breast milk production, the hormone that facilitates pregnancy is suppressed. So the chances of getting pregnant, they vary. For a woman who is breastfeeding as regularly as possible in the first 6 months, the chances of getting pregnant are very rare. It is maybe 3%, 3% to 4%. But she can only start, the menses will actually come back probably after 12 months or 14 months when she is still breastfeeding. But it's rare that she gets pregnant when she's breastfeeding, for as long as she's continuously breastfeeding, not skipping. If she skips, the chances of getting pregnant are increased also. Yeah, but during breastfeeding, it's rare that somebody gets pregnant.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen for more from our guests. This right after the break.
Baby, kiss her one time. A baby, cry two time. Produce a dick in there.
You can save a life. You can change the world. If you save a life, you can change the world.
And then see.
Photo
kuzinga Jori Sawa Jori Nituze Tatoto wangu zinga
If you save a life Manana. You can change the world
Change the world
If you save a life You can change the world
Welcome back from the break. Our guest, you are still sharing with us. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I already spoke about the possibility of getting pregnant. I also wanted to share about how a pregnant mother who is breastfeeding can affect that baby who is still young. We already agreed that this baby requires to be fed to be able to meet all the growth requirements, the requirements of the body. You find if this woman gets pregnant probably 1 year when she's still breastfeeding or earlier, her nutrients in the body again become shared, because we know breastfeeding is about the baby sharing the nutrients with the mother. And again, when she's pregnant, she will also be sharing the nutrients with that baby who is developing. So the requirements for the mother will be increased, and in turn it will reduce her care for this young baby, and this baby will become relatively neglected in a way. So this can affect the baby's growth, and therefore malnutrition can easily occur. Even some other diseases can also set in. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. How healthy is Express milk, the way it's being called, others call it pumped breast milk. How healthy is it for the baby?
Yes, expressing breast milk is recommended. However, what happens is it is prone to contamination. Usually, when a mother is very busy, she has to go to the farm. Oh, she has to do other duties to run the family. She can express the breast from her milk and then put it in a container and cover it properly such that it can be given to the child. It definitely should not be substituted with other types of feeds like maybe cow milk and so on, but expressed milk is an option. It can only be safe when it is covered properly and put in good clean containers, and it is kept in a very good place where it is least exposed to contamination. In areas where there are facilities like fridges, you can express, keep it in a fridge. In areas where there are no fridges, you keep it in a very good place where there is no contamination.
Okay, thank you for that. Earlier on, you talked about malnutrition. What have been your efforts as Hold a Child in curbing malnutrition in South Sudan?
Okay, thank you very much. Hold a Child is a national NGO that works in partnership with Ministry of Health at all levels. And then it is being supported by UNICEF, WFP, UNDP, and other partners. To provide nutrition services to the very needy communities. What Hold the Child does is we treat cases of malnutrition. We go to the communities. If we find that there are children who are malnourished, we enroll them in the program and start giving them food supplements that help treat the malnutrition. That is one. Two, also we help prevent malnutrition by providing some foods that are called supplementary foods given to these mothers to eat, to supplement what they are eating. Also the children are given supplements that helps in reducing the risk of developing malnutrition. Finally, we also do health education. We try to educate the communities about breastfeeding. We also educate them about continued feeding for the child and actually all the family members. So this is what Hold the Child does in the communities.
Okay. Conclusively, what are some of the major causes of maternal mortality in South Sudan and the world at large?
Maternal mortality in South Sudan mostly is caused by difficulties in birth. You find that most places, most of our areas here don't have good facilities for deliveries. Sometimes deliveries are being done by untrained persons. It happens sometimes that grandmothers are the ones delivering, or stepmothers in some communities, or some traditional birth attendants, and so on. So you find in such cases, when complications develop, it is very difficult to rescue such mothers, and they end up dying. That is one. The other thing also is there's a lot of malaria in our communities, and malaria is really a very big problem, and it contributes to maternal mortality.
Thank you so much, our guest. A round of applause for our guest. Thank you so much for coming. Have a good time. So we have come to the time of the day when we listen to a story which has a moral lesson. Do you children love stories?
Yes!
Do you children want to listen to stories?
Yes!
All right. Our story today is from How Tiger Got His Stripes. How Tiger Got His Stripes. Let's listen to the story.
Many years ago, when the jungle was young, the proudest animal was not the peacock. No, the proudest animal in the jungle was Tiger. Tiger was proud of his long fangs. Tiger was proud of his sharp claws and big paws. Tiger was most proud of his beautiful golden coat. Tiger was not afraid of any animal in the jungle, except water buffalo. Water buffalo was big, strong, and had powerful horns on his head. One morning, Tiger saw water buffalo hooked to a plow and made to work in the fields. Tiger was confused. In fact, the strangest animal Tiger had ever seen was ordering around water buffalo. This little animal did not have claws or fangs. It did not even have a beautiful golden coat. At the end of the day, this strange little animal left when water buffalo's work was done. Tiger went to water buffalo and said,
"Water buffalo, you have to tell me something."
"What is it, Tiger?"
"Why do you work for that strange little animal? It does not have any claws or fangs, and it does not have a beautiful golden coat," said Tiger.
Water buffalo shook his head and looked at Tiger.
"You do not understand, Tiger. That animal is man, and he does not need claws or fangs or even a golden coat. Man has wisdom."
Tiger thought and said, "So, this wisdom is why you work for man?"
Water buffalo nodded his head. Tiger said,
"Well, then, I must get some wisdom."
Water buffalo just shook his head and walked away. The next morning, when man was on his way to work, Tiger jumped out and said,
"Stop, man!"
Man looked at Tiger and shook a little bit. "What do you want, Tiger?"
"I know you have wisdom, and with your wisdom, you make water buffalo work for you. I want your wisdom. Give me your wisdom," said Tiger.
Man looked at Tiger and said, "Tiger, wisdom is not something I can give you." Tiger just shook his head and said,
"Yes, you can. Give me your wisdom or I will eat you."
Man thought and said, "Okay, no problem, Tiger. I will give you my wisdom. But I left it back at my house. I will go and get it."
Man started to walk off, but changed his mind. He said to Tiger, "Oh, Tiger, mighty Tiger, I am afraid to go get you the wisdom. By the time I get back, you will have eaten all my goats." Tiger said,
"Oh, I am not hungry now, so do not worry. Just go and get the wisdom."
"Oh, Tiger, mighty Tiger, if I go get the wisdom, you will get hungry and eat all of my goats. Would you mind if I tied you to this big tree, just by the tip of your tail? Then you cannot get to my goats," said Man. Tiger thought for a minute and said,
"Okay, Man, just tie the tip of my tail to the tree. Then go get the wisdom."
Man tied the tip of Tiger's tail to the tree. And again, Man took a couple of steps and then turned around. Man said, "Oh, mighty Tiger, I am still afraid you may get hungry. Your powerful claws will cut the rope and you will eat all my goats."
"Look, Man, if it will make you feel better, tie my paws to the tree," spoke Tiger.
So Tiger put his body against the tree, and Man took the rope and tied Tiger tightly to the tree.
"Now, go get my wisdom,"
said Tiger. Man left again, but turned back one more time and said, "Tiger, mighty Tiger, your head is so powerful. If you turn your mighty head, your mighty fangs will tear these ropes, and you will eat all my goats. Would you mind if I..."
"All right, already. Just tie my head to the tree," said Tiger.
Behind Tiger's back, Man quietly led his goats away. Tiger waited all day. Many animals walked by and saw Tiger tied to the tree. Tiger told them to go away and proudly said,
"Man is bringing wisdom to me."
At last, Water Buffalo walked by and said,
"Tiger, what have you gotten yourself into?"
Water Buffalo just shook his head and walked away. Tiger waited and waited and waited.
"Getting a little hungry. Maybe I will eat just one of those goats."
Tiger turned his head and realized he was tied very tightly to the tree. Tiger yelled,
"Come back, Man. I am getting very hungry."
The more Tiger pulled away from the tree, the tighter the ropes dug into his fur. Tiger pulled, and he pulled, and he pulled. Finally, Tiger broke free. The ropes had burned stripes into his coat, and Tiger did not know this. Tiger looked around him and said,
"Where are all the goats? Where is Man? Where is my wisdom? I do not have wisdom, but I still have my claws, my fangs, and my beautiful golden coat."
Tiger was thirsty, so he went to the lake for a drink. When he saw himself in the water, Tiger screamed,
"Oh, my beautiful golden coat! It is covered with stripes!"
All of the animals saw the stripes, but only Water Buffalo spoke. He said,
"Hey, Tiger, nice stripes."
Tiger, embarrassed by his stripes, slinks around and hides in the shadows. He is still searching for wisdom.
Thank you very much, our dear listener. Thank you for being a part of the show. This has been so interesting, knowing more about breastfeeding, as we had our guests and our pupils in the studio who have enlightened us about breastfeeding. Thank you for being a part of the show. Till next time, Jerome Morrison. Bye-bye.